WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 74 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. There is now one person for each of the open positions in this November's local elections. The latest filing is for the College Station School Board position being vacated by the retirement of Valerie Yokin. The first to file for the position is Geralyn Nolan, who was a member of last year's CSISD Path to 25K committee. A Saturday night crash in front of the Bryan Municipal Course killed the driver. Police report a pickup on Villa Maria left the roadway and struck an oak tree. The driver, who was partially ejected, crushed by the overturned truck, was identified as Scott Everett Johnson. Officers thanked multiple unknown witnesses who rolled the truck off the victim before medics arrived. No one else was in the truck. A woman arrested for drunk driving following a crash on OSR near Normandy Friday night is also accused of stealing a DPS patrol car. The DPS news release states a Madison County deputy who was also at the scene gave the trooper a ride. During a 3-mile pursuit, the trooper fired an undisclosed number of shots, which disabled the car. No injuries were reported. 31-year-old Bridget Cast of Longview was taken to the Madison County jail. Last week's College Station City Council meeting included concerns raised by homeowners in the Nantucket subdivision who wanted to be notified about future commercial zoning across the freeway but weren't because of the roadway. Planning and Development Director Lance Sims says they do two things as a courtesy.
If a neighborhood, an HOA or a neighborhood association is registered with the city, they have to be registered with the city. We'll typically send out a notice to that HOA.
Sim says they also, as a courtesy, have been installing signs and have recently started placing multiple signs when property proposed for a change in land use development is located at an intersection. Governor Abbott has issued his list of state lawmakers who are supporting him on special session legislation.
The two state senators representing most of the Brazos Valley, Charles Schwartner and Lois Kolkhorst, are totally behind the governor. Missing from most of what's been nicknamed the governor's naughty or nice list of 19 special session topics are Brazos County State Representative John Rainey and Kyle Cassell and Representative Trent Ashby, whose district includes Madison and Leon counties. Rainey on WTAW's The Infomaniac says he's somewhat in agreement with city and county officials who oppose the governor's attempt to cap the increase in property tax revenue without a public vote.
I don't know why we should be in the business of taking care of setting some kind of balance for that when it is a strictly a local issue.
Cassell, also on the Infomaniacs, has heard from city and county officials.
Why are we not discussing public education funding? I think that has a bigger implication on the property taxes. That's where the problem arises.
The governor mentioned Rainey and Ashby 5 times each and Cassell only once. Representative Leighton Schubert, whose district includes Burleson, Grimes, and Washington counties, is mentioned in 12 of the governor's 19 news releases. A link to those news releases are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 74 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Get the tractor you need to tackle the tough jobs on your list. Take the Kubota L2501 tractor. It comes with a tough diesel engine, an available front loader, and backhoe. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months, or great customer instant rebates. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum proudly announces its newest exhibit, The Legacy of Ranching, Preserving the Past, Embracing the Future, on display now through January 2018. Recordings of oral histories and original video narrative, hands-on educational activities, and a historic chuck wagon centerpiece are all included in this impressive new exhibit. Special thanks to our presidential sponsor, Capital Farm Credit, as well as Texas A&M Agriculture and Life Sciences, Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, Texas A&M AgriLife, and HEB. Visit bush41.org for more information.
Hey, good morning. Here we go. It's 6:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure is going to bring us sunshine today. System covers much of the country. Temperatures will be 90 to 95 through the afternoon. Overnight, we're clear to partly cloudy, with a low of 70 to 75. Partial sun for tomorrow. Highs will be somewhere between 90 and 95. Some moisture heads our way tomorrow night. We'll cloud up. There could be a shower, 70 to 75. Clouds Wednesday, the chance for some showers or a thunderstorm, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Bombers dropped one on the road to the Cane Cutters before returning home to Nutrabolt tonight. Meanwhile, the Astros fell to the Tigers, while Adrian Beltre got his 3,000th hit in the Rangers' loss to the Orioles. And Jeff Bagwell and Pudge Rodriguez are finally enshrined in Cooperstown. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, you know, maybe I don't listen to the weather. I didn't know we were going to have 74 degrees this morning.
Ooh.
Man, it's nice out there.
Yeah.
And they're telling us in our forecast it gives us chances of rain. 50% chance on Wednesday, 40% on Thursday and Friday, so we'll see.
Yeah, and only a high near 91 on Wednesday. It's going to be breezy.
I know. It just break out the corduroy. It's,
yeah, there we go.
You do that, get your
In time for pumpkin spice.
That's right. Well, we did. Yeah, we got that. Mm-hmm. Well, and you won't look suspicious when you're wearing a hoodie.
Yeah, there we go.
Because
that's key.
I saw a guy the other day. He's wearing his hoodie. I mean, he's got his hoodie up over his head. It's freaking 97 degrees.
I think it's still a little too warm for that.
It's a look? Is that it?
I don't know.
I guess.
Air ambulance and rescue personnel called out to help a mountain climber in Sweden discovered when they arrived at the scene the only thing the woman was suffering from was being tired.
Oh,
okay.
Sure. Happens when you climb mountains.
Sure.
An alarm was raised by the woman and her husband from an area near a hill in a cottage, in Jokkmokk. Of course, we all know where that is.
Yep.
According to the information given to the police, she had problems walking, unable to get down the mountain. The air ambulance and rescue workers sent to the scene. When they arrived, they discovered she's tired and needed a ride home. Really?
Sometimes that happens, you know?
Yes. As tired as is not considered a serious threat to life.
No.
By the mountain rescue folks, couple was then offered the choice of trying to get down the mountain by themselves or pay for the helicopter journey.
Yeah, that would have probably been a little pricey.
Yeah.
$3,600.
Boo.
Doesn't say what they did, though.
I was going to ask, did they pay it?
No.
How tired are you?
Yeah, just...
I can see her going, well, yeah, and the husband saying, no, absolutely not.
Couldn't they maybe had a discussion before they left?
Yeah, like how are you in good enough shape to make it up and down the mountain?
Well, okay, I don't know if he'd ask that. I mean, men do enough things to get in trouble with
true.
Their wives, probably doing that.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's switch it to Florida, where a woman was arrested. She's mom of the year, at least so far. For bringing her 10-year-old along on the armed robbery that she committed, which actually turned into a police chase involving a shooting.
Oh,
oh good.
30-year-old
oh, right.
Christina God was the driver during the Friday night convenience store robbery and stayed in the car with 33-year-old Rodney Snow. She stayed in the car while Snow went inside.
I was going to say, did they send the 10-year-old in?
Yeah, really. When the Marion County Sheriff's deputies responded to the duo driving off. Oh, by the way, they crashed the car. That's the way that the deputies were able to
caught them. Gotcha.
That's when they found the 10-year-old in the car. They arrested her on felony child neglect. Imagine that.
Yeah.
And being a principal in an armed robbery, the child not injured, turned over to the Department of Children and Families. Okay. Wouldn't you like to be at that first hearing about when she wants to get that child back?
Yeah. Right.
Your Honor, I promise I won't go on any more armed robberies. How's that? Is that good?
Info.
Mation.
Once again, you need a license to drive a car, but anybody can be a parent.
Yeah, it wasn't even take your child to work day.
Yeah. This is what mommy's doing today. You want to go along? Okay, got it. Yeah.
Someone's got to drive the car if she can't, you know?
Good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time today. The heat in Texas in the summertime is tough on cars and trucks. That's where a trip to SevCheck Service Center comes in. Let the folks at SevCheck do a little preventive maintenance before you head out on your vacation. They'll check the belts and hoses, all the fluid levels, change your oil, rotate your tires, so you and your family can drive with confidence. The SevChecks have been taking care of drivers in the Brazos Valley since 1972. And there's no better place to go if you have an emergency. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
If you're looking for a way to truly help children in need, become a CASA volunteer. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate. It means that you'll represent the best interest of a child in need in court. You'll work with attorneys and social workers to make sure that child is safe in the foster care system. You won't be a foster parent, but you will be a voice making a real difference at a critical turning point in his or her life. Because every child deserves a chance, and that chance is you. Volunteer today at becomeacasa.org.
Hey, here we go. It's the 31st of July. It is almost August.
Can't believe it.
That means school will be starting again soon. Yay!
Oh, yeah.
Kids go back to school. National Avocado Day.
All right.
National Avocado Day.
Love me some avocados.
Well, they are. They're just good on anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except I really don't like to go to, like, a fast food place that puts avocados on there because you just, you know.
Yeah.
You never know what you're getting.
Or how old it is or whatever. Anyway, so celebrate that. It's National Raspberry Cake Day. Again, maybe people do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I like raspberries and I like cake, but I don't think I've ever done the two together.
Here we go. It's Mutts Day.
Mutts Day.
All right. You got a mutt, and a lot of people do.
I do.
There you go. Mutts are cool.
They are cool.
Yeah.
And they live longer.
And it's Uncommon Instrument Awareness Day.
Oh, okay.
Because there are many that we don't know.
True.
So, you know, I don't know what they might necessarily be, but
study the triangle today.
You could do that, or, you know, you can take a glass and fill it with water, you know, and you can run your finger around the rim. That could be an uncommon instrument, I suppose. Yeah. All right, birthdays.
We don't got too many birthdays today, but we do have some, and one of them is Rico Rodriguez.
Hey, all right.
He's 19 today.
He's probably the most famous teenager in Bryan College Station.
I believe so.
Yeah, definitely. BJ Novak is 38. He played Ryan on The Office.
Okay.
He was pretty funny. And he's a writer. He wrote a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
Country singer Zach Brown is 39.
Oh, okay.
Got the band.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Zach Brown band.
Whenever my beard is real long, I've been told I look like him.
Well, there you are.
If I put on a beanie, I would look like Zach Brown.
There you go.
Dean Cain is 51. Of course, he used to be Superman. And now he plays Kara's dad on Supergirl. He's Supergirl's dad.
Okay.
J.K. Rowling is 52.
And very rich.
And very, very rich. Of course, she's the Harry Potter lady.
And I think that, how old is she?
52.
Oh, okay. Now, it said here in another list I had that this is supposed to be Harry Potter's fictional birthday.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
It is. Yeah, it July is. 31st. Yeah, okay. That's his birthday.
All right, okay.
And apparently, she's also richer than the Queen of England. That's what this says here.
Wow.
Well, I don't know if that's true, but
she's worked harder for it. We know that than the Queen.
Yeah.
The Queen just had to be born.
She's just
that's
hanging out.
True.
Yeah. Wesley Snipes is 55. Okay. Of course, he was Blade and Expendables, all kinds of things.
Has he paid his taxes yet?
I don't know.
He's having a little IRS problem.
I think he's out at least, though.
Yeah.
Mark Cuban.
Hey, another rich
the
guy.
Cubes. Yeah, he's 59 today.
Maybe a future presidential candidate.
Yeah.
Sure.
He keeps talking about it.
And him and Kid Rock, they can just,
He's married to an Aggie, too, I think.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Michael Biehn, he's 61. Of course, he was Kyle in The Terminator.
Oh.
He was Kyle Reese in The Terminator.
Sure.
Okay.
And he was in Aliens, and, you know, he was Johnny Ringo in Tombstone. Come on.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, of course.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Got that.
Barry Van Dyke is 66. Of course, he was Detective Steve Sloan on Diagnosis Murder, and he was his father is Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
And Gary Lewis is 71, son of Jerry Lewis, and of course, the leader of Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Yeah. Where are they now?
I know, right?
Yeah,
but everybody loves a clown.
That's it. So. And that's right. DeMarcus Ware.
Oh, okay.
Linebacker dude. He's 35.
All right.
There you go. It's 619.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So last week, a bombshell report from Circa.com and Sarah Carter proves what I've been saying. The deep state has it in for President Trump. Well, the highest ranking counsel, the FBI General Counsel, James A. Baker, purportedly under a DOJ criminal investigation for allegedly leaking classified national security information to the media. Now, three sources with knowledge of the investigation told Circa.com and Sarah Carter that Baker is the top suspect in an ongoing leak investigation. Finally. Now, it shouldn't surprise anyone, Baker is reportedly a close confidant of the leaker-in-chief, former FBI Director James Comey. Recent media reports suggested Baker was advising Comey on legal matters following the former FBI Director's private meetings with President Trump in the Oval Office. Thank God House Republicans are calling on the DOJ to appoint a special counsel to investigate all of this.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So I recently gave my house a facelift. I did it the simplest, most inexpensive way possible, and it transforms every room in my house, and that's Blinds.com. Now, Blinds.com will transform your home as well. It doesn't break the bank. You always get free online design consultation. And by the way, they'll even send you free samples, and every order gets free shipping. And now through July 31st, you get 20% off site-wide at Blinds.com when you use the promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity, and you will not be disappointed. Rules, restrictions apply.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of jobs get a qualified candidate in just one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Good morning, 623 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota. Okay, I guess if you want to fold up your little tinfoil hat and put it on. Here's our conspiracy for today.
Uh-oh.
Some people do have a lot of time on their hands. When you think of Outback Steakhouse, what do you think? Good time? Good fun?
Yeah.
No rules, just right.
Good food.
Yeah. Satanic rituals?
No.
Not the first thing I would think of.
A recent deep dive by a Twitter user into the restaurant's chain's locations had a rather... I guess would raise a few eyebrows. The user's Twitter, or their tweet, said that, and it's been retweeted 100,000 times.
All right.
That if you look at a map of some cities in the United States, and you draw lines between the locations of the Outback Steakhouses, then it would form a pentagram.
How do you even think to do that?
Good point to start right there.
How do you pick which restaurant and then to map it out? Right. I mean, that's just bizarre.
Well, and which cities?
Right, cities.
And what it says is the layout of Outback's location in several cities bears an eerie resemblance to a pentagram. The symbol is used by the Wiccan practice in ancient cultures. Believe it also is satanic. Of course, the Twitter community all came together to try to figure out just what could Outback Steakhouse be planning.
But with a chain restaurant that large, with that many locations, you could probably do the same thing with any big chain restaurant.
Sure. Probably true.
And make that shape.
Because it's Twitter, and people... I mean, like one tweet, what's really going on?
Exactly.
I mean, are you kidding me? Eventually, it started to get a little out of hand, and the restaurant itself sadly had to come in and set the record straight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess they may as well, but gee whiz. That's all there is. I mean,
again, just bizarre that you'd even think to do that.
Let me sit around and look at this. Oh, maybe she was a fan of the restaurant and was looking at the city, and they said, "Oh, wait." Now, of course, the picture they show. Okay, yes, you could connect these five restaurants here,
right?
But there are like 15 other Outback locations that are out there also.
So how do they play into this whole pentagram thing?
Very, very strange stuff. But anyway, and that's what companies like Outback have to spend their time doing.
Right, putting out this imaginary fire that this woman just set on Twitter.
Exactly.
Sure, yeah. I mean, you could probably do that with Starbucks, too, although you'd be omitting about 9 locations in a 10-mile radius.
There you go.
HaggylandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
So I just want to make it clear at the beginning of this that I did not write this story. This is an actual study that I have stumbled upon and thought I'd share it with you, even though it may come to be that it does benefit me a little bit. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. So if there was ever a stigma around men having cats as pets, I guess it's gone now, because apparently guys can't get enough. According to a new study, 17% of men now own a cat. Just a year ago, only 13% owned cats. So that's a pretty big jump. One guy in the survey explained why he made the switch from a dog to a cat. He said, quote, "Cats don't need the attention a dog does, but when it gives you attention, it's not false. They select who they want to be with." So 13% to 17% tells me that cat ownership among guys is on the rise, and I am within that 17%, although I oftentimes like to make it clear that I currently own a cat, but I have owned dogs in the past. I'm not just a cat person. I'm an animal person, so come on. But at least now I'm in what some people are calling a trend. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Hey, good morning. It's 627. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. We do have a difference out there. It's worth standing outside for a few minutes this morning. It's 74 right now. And even better, winds out of the northeast, so it feels really good. Look for a high temperature today, about 96, however. And the winds will stay and in the northeast. That just kind of keeps the humidity down, which is all right. But we'll have 96 tomorrow. And then Wednesday, how about a high of only 91? And we got a 50-50 chance to shower. So that's promising, because we could use some of that. 40% chance of rain on Thursday and Friday as well. And the temperatures will be moderate for the last half of the week, meaning we probably have a pretty good cloud cover. So fine. But right now, 76% relative humidity, winds out of the northeast, and that's 74 degrees.
The Junior League of Bryan College Station invites you to join us as we stuff the bus all over town August 7th through the 11th. Find us at C&J Barbecue on Texas Avenue August 7th, at Taco Crave in downtown Bryan on the 8th, Grub Burger Bar on August 9th, Chick-fil-A Bryan on the 10th, and our finale at HEB Tower Point on August 11th. Your donations help local children start their school year off right. For event times and a list of needed supplies, visit jlbcs.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The CEO for PBS is sounding the alarm about public broadcasting's future if federal funding is axed, as called for by President Trump. Paula Kerger says PBS will not go away, but a number of its stations will. PBS's share of the $450 million in federal funds allocated for public TV and radio goes largely to support public TV stations nationwide, a number of which rely on it for up to 50% of their budgets and can't survive without it. HSBC shares are sharply higher in London after the banking group reported an upbeat quarterly profit and says it plans to launch a $2 billion share buyback in the second half of the year. Analysts say the bank's restructuring plan is well on track. A fire at a high-voltage electricity switch station has prompted the shutdown of a Shell oil refinery in Rotterdam, the Netherlands, which has the capacity to refine 400,000 barrels of crude oil a day. The fire started Saturday and was put out yesterday morning. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly higher open. That's your money now.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets five-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 74 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan police thank multiple unknown witnesses to a crash who rolled the pickup off the driver. This was on Villa Maria in front of the municipal golf course. Investigators determined the truck was going at a high rate of speed when it jumped the curb and sidewalk. The truck slammed an oak tree with enough force that the tree with a trunk 3 feet in diameter was severed and moved about 30 feet. The driver, identified only as Scott Everett Johnson, was killed. No one else was inside the truck. An East Texas woman is accused of driving away from a DWI arrest in a DPS trooper's patrol car. This was Friday night following a crash on OSR near Normandy. According to a DPS news release, the driver slipped her handcuffed hands from her back to her front. After she drove away, a Madison County deputy who was on the scene gave the trooper a ride. The trooper fired an undisclosed number of shots, disabling the car about 3 miles from where the pursuit began. No one was injured. 31-year-old Bridget Cast of Longview was taken to the Madison County Jail on charges of DWI, felony evading, and felony unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. The start of the second week of filing for this November's local elections finds all races have one candidate. Filing for College Station School Board is Geraldine Nolan, who was one of 16 parents who served last year on the district's Path to 25K committee that preceded the work of a boundary adjustment committee. Nolan, who has 3 children, has filed for the CSISD position now held by Valerie Yokin, who has announced she is not seeking a fourth term. The only state requirement when there is a proposed land use change inside a city is notifying property owners within 200 feet. That's unless a road gets in the way, which is what happened with a rezoning at last week's College Station Council meeting.
Is there a way that exceptions can be made in instances like that? So the signs across the street, but they didn't get the notification.
Councilwoman Linda Harvell's question drew a two-part response from Planning and Development Director Lance Sims. He says HOAs and neighborhood associations that are registered with the city are automatically notified.
The other thing we do is physically put the signs out. We don't have to do that, but we physically put the signs out on the properties too.
Changing the land use north of the Texas World Speedway was one of 4 city-initiated requests to add more property that could be used for general commercial applications in the future. A homeowner in what is otherwise a quiet neighborhood in Liberty, northeast of Houston, is in jail for having way too many tires on his property.
Officials in Liberty County had received complaints that thousands of tires were stacked at the home of 52-year-old Robert Piver. He had been issued a notice on June 1st that he was violating a fire protection order and was given 30 days to remove nearly 10,000 tires. Piver ignored the order and an extension and was arrested Friday. He has a felony charge of illegally dumping over 1,000 pounds and a misdemeanor charge of violating a fire marshal's order. Officials say that the neighborhood in which Piver lives is well kept otherwise. David Burrell, TSN News.
Supporters of Governor Abbott's special session legislation have been recognized.
The two state senators representing most of the Brazos Valley were named in each of the governor's 19 news releases on his website. Missing from most of what's been nicknamed the governor's naughty or nice list are three of the four state representatives covering most of the Brazos Valley. Kyle Cassell's name is mentioned only once. His name was not listed, among other things, about teacher pay raises. On WTAW's Infomaniacs, Cassell says it's currently an unfunded mandate to local districts.
You can't force these counties that are working with less money, you know, especially the Chapter 41 schools that are sending so much money back. Where are they going to come up with $1,000 for each teacher in their system?
John Rainey's name was mentioned by the governor five times, also on the Infomaniacs. Rainey says he does not know why the state should be in the business of setting property tax rates for cities and counties.
The big driver in all of property taxes is public schools, and we over here in the legislature in the last number of sessions have funded public schools at a lesser and lesser rate, so therefore it's obvious that they have to pick up the slack with local school tax. So here we are complaining about property tax increase, but at the same time being one of the causes of it.
Trent Ashby, whose district includes Madison and Leon counties, was mentioned by the governor five times, while Leighton Schubert, whose district includes Grimes, Burleson, and Washington counties, was mentioned 12 of 19 times. A link to the news releases is online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 6:36 at 74 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, we believe that the relationship between a doctor and a patient should be just that, a relationship. So when 9 out of 10 patients rated our physicians as excellent in a recent survey, we know the reason. Because when we focus on the little things, it makes the biggest difference in your care. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org. Results based on HealthStream survey of CHI St. Joseph Health patients collected between April and June 2016.
Bombers baseball tonight at Nutribold Stadium, presented by Baylor Scott and White Health.
It's Messina Hoff Winery's 40th anniversary and Messina Hoff's Harvest Festival, and you're invited. Come celebrate with friends this fun-filled, unique experience at the award-winning Messina Hoff Winery. Participate in grape picking, traditional grape stomping, wine and food pairing, specialty dinners, and more. Festivities kick off July 28th with events happening through August 19th. Visit MessinaHoff.com/harvest for a full schedule and ticket information. It's harvest time at Messina Hoff. Celebrate 40 years of winemaking excellence.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Stations, Warneman Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, good morning.
It's sunny and
wait a minute. 7:38. Let's do 6:38. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Here you go.
Mostly sunny and warm today. Temperatures will be anywhere from 90 to 95 this afternoon. Overnight, we should be clear to partly cloudy. It'll be 70 to 75. Partial sunshine in the forecast for tomorrow. Temperatures will return to 90 to 95 during the afternoon. Start to see some cloudiness tomorrow night, and there may even be a shower or two, lows 70 to 75. Clouds, a few showers, and maybe a thunderstorm on Wednesday, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Bombers coach Trey Porras was ejected from yesterday's game after a controversial home run call put the Cane Cutters ahead to stay. Meanwhile, Jeff Bagwell and Pudge Rodriguez are Hall of Famers today, and Bernhard Langer is the winner of the Senior British Open. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Trump. All right, let's go. It's Monday.
He was very chatty on Saturday, so I'm going to go back just a couple of days. He said, unless the Republican senators are total quitters, repeal and replace is not dead. Demand another vote before voting on any other bill. And then he continued with, I love reading about all of the geniuses who were so instrumental in my election success. Problem is, most don't exist. Hashtag fake news.
It was all me. I did it all. It was all me. Fake
news. And then he said, I am very disappointed in China. Our foolish past leaders have allowed them to make hundreds of billions of dollars a year in trade, yet they do nothing for us with North Korea. Just talk. We will no longer allow this to continue. China could easily solve this problem.
And you see, before we go on, I mean, that's the kind of thing that regular people say.
Right, absolutely.
We allow other countries to just do what they do, and then the United States has to go fix it. Well, now we feel threatened, and he's calling China out. Mm-hmm. I like the idea that he does that.
Right. All right. And then just yesterday, one more tweet, he said, don't give up, Republican senators. The world is watching. Repeal and replace and go to 51 votes, nuke option, get cross state lines, and more.
Yep. You know, again, that's that nuclear option. You go to that, and then 51 votes is what it takes to move things forward. Mm-hmm. And it does make sense that you be able to buy insurance across state lines. So those kind of things are, you know, just seem to be no-brainer.
Yeah, seem to be common sense.
Now, is that it?
That is it.
Well,
nothing this morning. So.
Arizona Senator Jeff Flake had a few words about those things, by the way. First, he said he asked Republican leaders if they would just not support the president when he does this tweeting.
Okay.
He says, quote, the last thing you want to do is wake up every morning and see a tweet. You know, it's tough not to say I am not going to respond, and we can't respond to everything, but there are times when you have to stand up and say, I'm sorry, this is wrong. And what he's talking about is the negativism and protectionism that he says they basically are doing in the Republican Party right now.
Yeah.
So he doesn't believe that the president should be tweeting every day. It makes him angry. He wishes he wouldn't respond, but every once in a while he does. But I like the idea that he's calling people out.
Yeah, that's you know, something that is, I think, beneficial because it puts people, you know, as the kids say, on blast.
Yeah.
Makes them change their behavior. You know?
Very good, yeah. Well, and Mike Pence backed up what the president said. Yesterday he was discussing, he's over in Estonia right now. He told reporters the president has been clear about his conversations with the president of China, and they have taken unprecedented steps to begin to isolate North Korea economically. And if China would follow suit, then that could make things move faster. Also, we find out that apparently the last rocket that the North Koreans blasted off could, in fact, carry a device, they're saying, as far inland as Chicago. So,
wow.
Those are provocative actions in their missile program.
And he's doing it. He's saying that it's provocative. Like, he's saying that, you know, we can do this now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You got to do something about that.
Right.
California Democrat Congressman Maxine Waters is always fun. She suggested yesterday that Mike Pence is already planning his inauguration in anticipation of President Trump's impeachment. In a tweet, she said, Mike Pence is somewhere planning an inauguration. Priebus and Spicer will lead the transition. I think Maxine is the one who said she was glad that we were able to put a man on Mars.
Right.
I think that was Maxine.
Oh.
It's either her or Sheila Jackson Lee.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, Sheila Jackson Lee is one of ours.
Yeah, you never know what she's going to say.
New York Times reports that Pooty Poot has kicked 755 U.S. diplomats out of the country. He is ordering them out by September the 1st. Tells Russian television that he's capping the number of American personnel at 455, which is the same as the number of Russian diplomats and technical staff that's in the United States. So making it even, Steven. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Hmm.
So we'll see how that works out. the rest of that is, oh yeah, John Kelly, he's the new dude in in charge, the chief of staff. His day today is his first day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, that was that gave Barbara Lee, who is a congressman from California, the opportunity to call General Kelly an extremist.
Mm.
She said, "What I'm talking about is his tenure as Homeland Security Secretary and the very extreme policies of promoting family dislocation, deportation of innocent men, women, and children, breaking up families, promoting a Muslim ban, promoting a wall between the United States and Mexico. These are all extreme policies, and he was part of that, so he shouldn't be chief of staff." Okay, fine.
All right.
Bernie Sanders says he's ready to introduce a full-fledged single-payer health care plan. See if that works out.
Of course he is.
And turning our attention to Texas, let's see what's going to go on. They're not so busy today, but later on this week, they are going to get busy on some things that are rather important.
Mm-hmm.
The Senate shot, of course, most of the governor's stuff out pretty quickly in the first week and got that stuff done. As we've talked about, the House is just more deliberative because they have to put things on a calendar. They have to go to committees, but they will start talking about the bathroom bill. This may give you an idea about the bathroom bill. The representative from Corsicana is chairman of the committee that will hear the bathroom bill, and he basically has said, "I don't see much reason for this bill."
Okay.
So if the chairman of the committee that is going to hear it feels that way, you can bet that the bathroom bill is not going to happen in the Texas House. And it may well be that that's the cagey way that the governor is playing it. He knew that the House would push it out, and so as a result, that makes Dan Patrick look good. Then it goes over to the House. It doesn't get out. We won't have a bathroom bill. We will have spent a lot of time, a lot of energy on it, but nothing will come of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ross Ramsey from the Texas Tribune says the special legislature could, in fact, the legislative session could, in fact, end up being like a soccer tournament for five-year-olds. No matter what happens, everybody gets a trophy.
Everybody wins. Yeah.
So that's that may well be exactly what they're trying to do, is go through all these steps and then
to look one way or another, even though nothing comes out of it.
So good about patting themselves on the back.
Oh, yeah.
It's really one of their best things. They really do it.
They're great
at
that. Yeah.
Very flexible.
So let's hope that that happens anyway. We'll talk to the state reps again later this week.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
When you say that a fellow has a lot of character in his face, you're really saying he looks like he's had a tough life. We have some trees that have a lot of character, too, and most of their problems are genetically predetermined. There wasn't much any of us could do to avoid those problems ourselves, but we can avoid them with our trees. I'll be back with the trouble of fast-growing trees right after this message. Bayer Advance Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf's two-way formula controls both surface and soil insects in just 24 hours and for up to 3 months. Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf kills the most common lawn pests. That includes ants, fleas, ticks, grubs, and other listed insects. This product can be used on lawns, ground covers, flowers, roses, trees, shrubs, and along building foundations. Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf comes in 10-pound and 20-pound granules, 32-ounce ready-to-spray, and 40-ounce concentrate. Always read and follow label instructions. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. Get control of those lawn insects with Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. More information at Bayer, B-A-Y-E-R, BayerAdvanced.com. Fast-growing trees are the topic today, and there's not a one of them worth planting in Texas landscaping. To a tree, they're susceptible to some awful insect disease and cultural problems, some of the worst you could ever imagine. Their wood is brittle, their leaves scorch in the heat, and their roots sneak under our concrete. They're simply not good neighbors. They're also not good for the neighborhood. I've used a comparison before, so forgive me if you've heard it already, but you wouldn't buy a car simply because it goes fast. You want it to be durable. You don't want the doors to fly off at 65 miles an hour. Shade trees have their doors flying off. The real truth of the matter is that a quality adapted shade tree will grow at 2/3 the rate of a trashy fast-growing type. And that's fast enough, my friend. The difference is that the modern tree is going to survive for 100 years or longer, while the racehorse is checking out after only a few years. In the meantime, the moderate grower has also made a statement of beauty and value to its surroundings. We often move into a home and the trees are already there. We're reluctant to rip them out, no matter how bad they are. In the event that's your situation, I have some things to watch for with the fast-growing sorry dog trees of Texas. We'll start with fruitless mulberries. Actually, they're some of our better fast growers. They're still susceptible, though, to borers, summer heat stress and related leaf drop, cotton root rot, and fungal leaf spot that causes defoliation. Life expectancy? Oh, I guess on average, probably 25 to 35 years. Some die a lot younger. Some will live a few years longer. Silver maples, these fast-growing relatives of some of America's finest trees, are susceptible to borers, cotton root rot, and extreme iron deficiency. Leaf drop is rampant when it turns hot and dry, and Texas droughts take a horrible toll on silver maples. Cottonwoods, poplars, and willows, they are fast-growing. Cotton root rot, cottonwood borers, galls, with cottonwood's extreme summer leaf drop, willows' average life expectancy probably 5 or 6 years. Arizona ash, it's borers and cotton root rot that are problems with them. And mimosas, it's mimosa webworm and cotton root rot and mushroom root rot, and iron deficiency in alkaline soils. Siberian elm, oh gosh, elm leaf beetle, cotton root rot, borers, vascular disease known as wetwood. Box elders have box elder bugs. Sycamore has anthracnose. Oh my, let's go for quality. I'm Neil Sperry. We'll tie landscaping to living spaces in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:51. Well, out in Youngsville, the Brazos Valley Bombers dropped one to the Acadiana Cane Cutters 8-2. Coach Trey Porras was tossed from the game after a controversial home run call put the Cane Cutters ahead 3-2 in the sixth. The Bombers return home to Nutrabolt tonight to face the Victoria Generals, and you can catch that action on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball,
here's the pitch. Swinging a hard hit ball inside third, base hit down the left field line. Mazzara gets to third. Adrian going to second. He's got a double for 3,000.
Adrian Beltre got his 3,000th career hit with a double in the Texas Rangers 10-6 loss to the Orioles. The 38-year-old third baseman became the 31st player to reach that milestone in the big leagues and the first from the Dominican Republic to do it. Beltre is in his 20th season in the majors. The Rangers hope to avoid a three-game skid when they start a new series with the Mariners tonight. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, in Detroit, Justin Verlander pitched six scoreless innings in what could be his last start with the Tigers, beating the Houston Astros 13-1 yesterday. Pitching seems to have played a big part in the Astros' loss. Here's Skip A.J. Hinch on Lance McCullers.
You know, he's working, and he's going to have to fight his way through a lot of different things. I mean, it's sort of the dog days of the summer. Things aren't going perfect for him. Things aren't going perfect for our team. We're a little bit beat up. He's just got to push through it.
The Astros hope to turn it around when they start their series with the Rays tonight. First pitch for that one is at 7:10 p.m. In Cooperstown, Pudge Rodriguez was enshrined into the Baseball Hall of Fame yesterday. Here's Pudge.
I played for the Yankees, the Astros, the Nationals, the Marlins, the Tigers, and, of course, the Texas Rangers. Their wonderful scouts, Sandy Johnson, Manny Batista, Luis Rosa, Omar Minaya, discovered me at the age of 16, and I spent 15 of my professional life with them. I grew up there, and I'm proud to wear the cap forever in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
He was joined by longtime hopeful and former Astro Jeff Bagwell. Bagwell said the feeling was incredible.
This is actually really an unbelievable day. I'm so humbled to be here, to be surrounded by some of the greats that ever played this game. and the guys you see on TV, guys you read about and all that, and I'm standing up here and kind of sitting in the background just watching and just trying to figure out what's really going on.
Tim Raines, former Commissioner Bud Selig, and front office guru John Schuerholz were also inducted into the hall. More than 27,000 fans showed up in Cooperstown for the ceremony. In the NFL, Jerry Jones is set for the next stop in his journey as the high-profile owner of the Dallas Cowboys, the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. There have been criticisms of Jones as general manager with a Super Bowl drought of more than 20 years since winning three titles in 4 years in the 90s, but there's no questioning his influence in the NFL. Plenty of that power grew out of Jones turning the Cowboys into the most valuable franchise in sports. Out on the links, despite battling a sore throat and playing in difficult weather conditions, Bernhard Langer has won the Senior British Open. Sunday's win happened in rain and wind, but it was 59-year-old Langer's 10th senior major title and his record 5th in the last 10. He beat American Corey Pavin by 3 strokes. And in Long Pond, Kyle Busch used a bump and run on Kevin Harvick to take the lead and held on to snap a 36-race losing streak and win the NASCAR Cup race at Pocono Raceway on Sunday. Busch won for the first time this season in the number 18 Toyota and won for the first time ever at Pocono. Busch had led more than 1,000 laps this season entering the race. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody, we just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
We tell you how the shopping experience at Amish Furniture for Generations is different than any other furniture store. Simply because there are floor models that you choose from, and then basically that gives you an idea of how it's made and what it's made of, and then you customize that piece of furniture so that it becomes exactly what you want. Then it's bench built by Amish Craftsman. Kent goes and gets it, brings it back, and delivers it to you. But in July, things are different at Amish Furniture for Generations because Kent wants to put new pieces of furniture out on the floor for everybody to be able to see so that they can make their selections. But right now, he wants to clear the floor out because he has new pieces to bring in. Kind of a Christmas in July deal going on with floor models, and you'll find savings of up to 25%. Lots of tables and chairs to choose from, but it ends today. You need to get in there today. This is when the basically Christmas in July ends because it'll be the end of July. Again, handcrafted pieces of furniture, solid oak and cherry and maple, combined with special attention to detail, you get the furniture you want. And if those floor models right there are something that you want, then you can save 25%. Going on today, Amish Furniture for Generations. They're located on Boonville Road, just past Kroger. You can call them if you want to or have any questions. It's 774-4500.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with BetaMed about their recliners. Maria Rodriguez is with us to cover wills, and Arbor Oaks is going to be represented with Eva Hutton. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Bombers baseball tonight at Nutrabolt Stadium, presented by Baylor Scott and White Health.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Thanks for the memories.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
A couple of minutes still. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Of course, injuries are a part of sports. And then there's also, well, the story of David Irving, who's a defensive end apparently for the Cowboys.
Okay.
Yeah. Injured in practice.
MI, but
It hurts so bad, I just have to let the world know.
Why did you get a nipple ring?
Yeah. Well, damn, if we're talking about it, that's my spot, man. Yeah. When you get it pierced, it gets more sensitive.
Oh, okay.
That's
there's
a spot.
An injury for you.
Oh, man. But it hurts yes. so bad.
And basically, he, I don't know why he decided he wanted to wear that during football practice, but
oh,
he did.
Yeah.
I know. It hurts to think about it. Anyway, but that's it. He had to let the world know. So you might be wondering why he did that.
Yeah, just be aware. Think about that before you might go through with it yourself.
So here's the exactly. So learn from his lesson.
There you go.
It is unclear as to how long it'll take for him to heal, but he won't need to worry about hurrying back. The league previously suspended him for the first four games because he failed the drug test on top of that. So
you're kidding.
There you are. Yeah, I know. Exactly. So that's news from the Dallas Cowboy training camp about the lost nipple ring.
Yeah.
Okay. Stu, weather. It's nice outside. It is really nice outside. It is 74 degrees right now. We'll get up to 96, but the winds will stay out of the northeast. And then later this week, good chance of showers. 50% on Wednesday, then 40% on Thursday and Friday. And lots of clouds, so we'll only be around 90 for highs. Can enjoy that. Right now, again, northeasterly winds, 76% relative humidity, and 74 degrees. WGAW, College Station.